We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Series finale between the Flying Squirrels and the Thunder this afternoon for RVA Day here at the Diamond. And we're now joined in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by outfielder Heath Quinn. You've been really hot over the last couple of weeks. What's behind that?
Obviously I didn't start the year how I wanted to, but when you're anything better than how I started is good, I guess. But I'm just trying to make adjustments every day, just trying to get better one day at a time. And gotten a few hits last couple weeks or so. I'm just trying to build on that and get better.
Let's dive into that slow start just a little bit. What do you think was the toughest adjustment coming to the Eastern League?
Well, obviously a lot of great pitchers here. Everyone seems to throw hard here, especially once you get into bullpens. I kind of struggle a little bit in spring training too, and I just I've started slow some years, and I don't know. I'm just trying to make that adjustment on being just trying to get better each and every day, really.
So now the turnaround, a lengthy on base streak for you, hitting streaks galore. What's been the reason for that?
As far as, say that one more time, sorry.
How have you kind of turned that beginning start into this hot stretch?
Like I said, all I can do is just focus on the next at bat. I can't really think about, my struggles at the plate or anything like that. I can just focus on, what am I going to do next? So I just kind of try to take that approach every day. Every at bat, and just kind of not really look at what my stats are or anything like that. Just try to focus on the moment and be present, and you can look at all that later on after the season.
Speaking of your approach, I've noticed when you're taking some swings in the batting cages that Francisco Morales, the hitting coach, will be behind you telling you there are a lot of hits that way, and he's talking opposite field. And I've noticed that you hit a lot to the opposite field both during batting practice and during games. How do you go about making sure that you're hitting the ball in that direction?
Sometimes I kind of get around some balls and hook some balls to the left side. Those balls will come throughout the season. But like you said, there's a lot of hits the other way. I think there's a percentage of, it's like 70 or 80% or something, or balls away off the plate. If you're looking inside every time, you're not going to get too many hits. Yeah, like he says, there's a lot of hits that way, and I just got to have a good approach up there.
Chatting here with Heath Quinn on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. We've got a 12:05 first pitch today. That means we're at the ballpark a little bit earlier than normal. How do you prepare for a day game after a night game?
It's tough. Obviously, the body isn't moving that well, but I try to get in the gym and get moving a little bit. I like it too, though, because you get done earlier and you can go home and relax. So you just got to wake yourself up somehow and just be ready to go at 12:05.
What was for breakfast this morning?
We had some eggs, biscuit, some fruit, and one pancake.
One pancake?
One pancake. I don't want to get too full for the game. I won't be moving around too well.
So you mentioned early start means there's also an early finish, and going into an off day tomorrow before start a 6-game road swing. What does Heath Quinn do on an off day?
Either relax and hang out, or maybe play some golf. So I like to do that in my spare time.
Yeah, what's your handicap?
Right now, probably not too good. Around a 6 or 7.
Have you had a chance to go out and hit with some of the guys yet this season?
No, I played one time, but it was by myself because not a lot of the guys on the team play golf, and I think the coaches went and played together, so I was all by myself.
Well, was it nice to relax in that solitude?
Yeah, I got paired up with two older gentlemen at the club, and they're members there, so I just got to talk to them and hang out with them, so that was a good time.
Were they aware that they were playing golf with a current Flying Squirrel?
I think they asked me what I did sometime in the round, and I told them. But they're not big baseball fans, so I don't think they aren't really paying attention.
Chatting here with Heath Quinn on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. This is a Richmond Flying Squirrels offense that's really taken some big steps forward over the last couple of weeks. There was a slow stretch toward the beginning of the season, but now the offense is starting to round in the form. As a group, how do you do that together?
Like Willie always says, you know, all it takes is one person to start hitting, and all of us can get going. We've had games here where we've hit balls hard right at people consecutively and stuff like that. So I think it's just a matter of time if we just keep working hard, keep working on things that we need to work on. I think we can put up some runs.
All right, Heath, thanks very much. I'm going to go have some coffee. I don't know about you, but looking forward to watching you play today.
You bet. Thanks.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then it's first pitch on RVA Day between Richmond and Trenton on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.